You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you to this another Way of Truth broadcast. It may seem like at times that the Lord is not mindful, but the scriptures tell us the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers. Not only that, but the scriptures tell us that we are to cast all of our care upon him, for he careth for us. So the Lord is indeed mindful of us. He knows our burdens. He knows our cares. He knows our concerns. He knows our battles. He knows our trials. He knows our tests. And he's able to keep that which we have committed unto him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today. And we're trusting that as the songs and the spoken word goes forth, It shall be accompanied by the Holy Spirit and will be a blessing to each one in our congregation. Now we ask you to remember those who are in our congregation, the burdens and cares that they have. We know that you love each one, and we're praying that you'll minister to each one. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. It was in the year 1951 when I had the privilege of visiting the island of Grand Cayman in the British West Indies for the first time. Brother Rabe Arch was pastor of the Church of God in Georgetown at that time, but he passed away some years ago, and his son, Brother James Arch, has been pastoring the work ever since. And we have the privilege of presenting Brother James as our guest speaker on today's Way of Truth broadcast, and we trust that you'll enjoy and be benefited by his message. So may the Lord bless you as Brother James comes to speak for the Lord today.
On the broadcast today, I will be reading from the Old Testament book of Micah, chapter 6, and I will read from verse 6. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. I will be using for a subject for the message a question taken from that 8th verse. What does the Lord require? It would take a very long time to elaborate on that text, more time than we would have on this program. However, I will do my best to condense it as good as I can. As always, today's broadcast is prepared with the hope that the positive message of God's love will minister to those who may be struggling with the negative side of life. My role as a minister of the gospel is to continually remind our listeners that God is love. Yes. And in Him, there is no darkness at all. In whatever situation you may find yourself, always remember the love of God. God has given His word as a lamp unto our feet. And when applied, it uplifts, it reveals, and it enlightens. The material world cannot satisfy the spiritual side of man. The psalmist said, He satisfieth the longing soul. So it's good to ask ourselves some questions sometime, such as, how is my relationship with God? Am I satisfied with my walk with Him? When I was preparing for this service, my mind ran across an old song that we sing from the Redemption Songbook. After years of ministry on this program, I wonder how many that I will meet in heaven as a result of this radio ministry. And it says, I am thinking today of that beautiful land I shall reach when the sun goeth down. When through wonderful grace by my Savior I stand, will there be any stars in my crown? In the strength of the Lord, let me labor and pray. Let me watch as a winner of souls, that bright stars may be mine in the glorious day, when His praise like the sea billow rolls. And the last verse says, oh, what joy will it be when His face I behold, living gems at His feet to lay down. It would sweeten my bliss in the city of gold, should there be any stars in my crown. So I hope that there will be some stars in my crown as a result of all of these years of ministering to this radio ministry and to the church. I will say this before I go on any further. Regardless of how many does not believe, or regardless of how many may reject the ways of God, it is still the best way.
Amen.
And God has designed a way for us that nobody else has. And it is still the best way. And our purpose here on this program also is to encourage every Christian to press on and to motivate others to try Jesus, because it works. There are many Christians in the world today, many good people, many good Christian people in the world. And we trust that everyone will hold on to God and be firm and steadfast, unmovable. There are also many that have never tried this beautiful way. Many have made excuses all down through the years because of looking at others who may be endeavoring to walk with God. I will also say that somebody else will not answer in a judgment day for you. you will answer for yourself.
Amen.
So whether somebody may not be doing what they should be doing or not, or living like they should be living, that has nothing to do with you.
Right.
You have a responsibility to see that you make it right with God.
Amen.
Although many today are losing the awareness of God and morality, Christianity still stands as a practical way of life.
Yeah.
I believe that today with all of my heart. After 42 years of Christian serving God, I believe in it. I believe in it. I love it. It's a beautiful way. And I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. And I'm not telling you that I don't have struggles and battles and temptations and all kinds of things that everybody else has. But on top of it all, I've never, ever once thought of giving up my walk with God. And in regard to the text that I read, God never has and never will require of any of us more than we are able to live. And that's a beautiful text. I'm sure it's very familiar. He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. So there are definite demands, however, made by God that are not optional. It is how we present the message that makes the difference. And one good example is Jesus himself. How he presented this beautiful way to the woman at the well. What a beautiful story. And I'm not going to speak on that today. But Jesus took time to listen to her story. She had a life story to tell. She needed something that she didn't have. And although she had gone there to draw natural water from that well to drink, Jesus had something more than that for her. He had that living water that he said she would never thirst again. And let me tell you, my beloved friends, after Jesus changed her life, she went out into the city and she wanted others to know what he had done. She had experienced something that she didn't have before. And she went out into the city and said, "Come see a man which told me all things that ever I have done. Is not this the Christ?" What a change of life. A woman that needed the help of God. Jesus was loving and kind to her. In the midday heat of the sun, sitting there on the well, Jesus listened to her story. And he had something to give her that nobody else had. He still has it today. He will give you that living water too, that you cannot find in that old well. God has specified a way for the unsaved to change their life, and that is to acknowledge his or her sins, to repent of them, forsake them, then walk with him. That is what the Bible teaches. Now, who are we in relation to God? There's a scripture in Psalms 24 that says in verse 1, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." I should have read that with the text and I overlooked it. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. In other words, all of us belong to God through the right of creation. All of us are God's masterpiece of creation. We are God's highest order of creation. That is mankind. The only part of God's creation with a soul that will give account to God of how we have lived. Do you know that man was created by God sinless and pure and holy? But they disobeyed the commands of God, unfortunately, and brought sin upon the whole world. Mankind was also given dominion over the lower creation. And if you look into the 8th Psalm, it tells us there, beginning with verse 3, David said, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than angels, and hath crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. And he ended it off by saying, O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I said that to say this. Mankind was also given the right to choose. They broke the commands of God and lost that relationship with God. But God gave his son that his fallen race could not only be restored, but have the power to live out what he requires of them. Now that is what the Bible teaches. He does require that his people do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly. I took a few minutes to look into the dictionary for those three words. The word just means honorable and fair in one's dealings and actions. So you see how responsible Christians are? After we give our life to the Lord, and then mercy means compassionate treatment, a disposition to be kind and forgiving. Of course, we know how merciful God is. What a merciful God. If it had not been for his mercy and love, we wouldn't be here today. And the word humble means marked by meekness or modesty in behavior, attitude, or spirit. Not arrogant or prideful. So the Old Testament writer said that the Lord requires that we do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. He requires that we treat one another right. Yes. As Christians, and if you look into the book of Colossians, you will see a scripture there that tells us that. In the third chapter of Colossians, verses 12 and 13, Paul said, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So he also requires forgiveness when it is needed. One of my favorite verses of scripture we learned in Sunday school, from the fourth chapter of Ephesians and verse 32, it says, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. He requires that we work out, that we help restore a fallen brother or comrade. So many people find it so convenient to criticize someone who has fallen by the way. Let me tell you something, friends. You know what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Galatian church? He said, brethren, he's talking to Christians, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Sometimes we need to think about ourselves and question, who are we? Are we above anybody else? Are we beyond being tripped up by the enemy? No, friends. All of us are dependent on the grace of God to keep us. Thank God he has not required anything of us that we cannot do. Yes, he does require that we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, to keep up our spiritual level in order to help others. If you want to help somebody else in life, you have to keep yourself in a position that you can help them. Jesus himself had to do that. Jesus got up early in the morning and went out into the dew water, into the garden, and prayed. And for survival, he was a human like us. Although he was God, he prayed to his heavenly Father that he might help him. He requires that we put him first place in our lives. and that we do our very best. In other words, it's God that we're serving.
Amen.
You be true and faithful to Him as a Christian, and He will be true and faithful to you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You can stand on that promise today.
Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God Universal in Georgetown, Grand Cayman, bringing us the message on today's Way of Truth broadcast. I trust that it has proven to be a real blessing to you. Now we want to give you our mailing address, for it would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to write and let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And remember, if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, we trust that you'll feel free to send it in. Our postal address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine and also listen to a number of our broadcasts by going to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin Craig. We surely thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.